Looks like the eighth position. Let's follow the Briscoe stop.
He was last in at lap 45. They're going to take a tear off the windshield to get him clear view. Right side tires are already on. No adjustments here for Chase Briscoe. Second can of Sunoco fuel going in for the Bass Pro Shop Toyota. A little hesitation pulled away.
Still some 21 laps to go here in Stage 2. Michael McDowell has made it back to pit road. Again, we have remained under the green flag, so McDowell safely off the racing surface and on the pit lane. We continue to work here under the green flag as a result, working our way through Stage number 2. While all this has been going on, Alex Bowman has remained at the front of the field. His advantage, 1.2 seconds over Joey Logano. Todd, how about the fact that Bowman was able, we talked about the fact Logano's not been in since lap 32. Bowman was last in a lap 45. Are you surprised after the way Bowman ran him down for the race lead that Logano has been able to stay in position and hang on to second?
He's a really good fighter there. I think Bowman's doing what he has to do to maintain the gap, probably trying to save a little bit of fuel so he can save the pit stop that he's going to have to make. Really, we saw the 21 car, Josh Berry, come to pit road there. We saw the 19 of Chase Briscoe come as well. I think those guys hoping that was a caution with Michael McDowell trying to get ahead of the cycle. Unfortunately, the track stayed green, put him in a hole.
With 20 laps to go in Stage 2, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive Eau Claire.
After a 2-hour and 10-minute delay for weather, the NASCAR Cup Series has gotten racing in the Pocono Mountains of Pennsylvania. Motor Racing Network on hand with live flag-to-flag coverage of the Great American Getaway 400. Mike Bagley here alongside Kurt Becker and Todd Gordon. Out in the turns today, it's Dave Moody, Tim Catalfemo, Nathan Prouty with Steve Post and Jason Toy on the pits and in the garage areas. If you're just tuning in, Denny Hamlin's led the most laps today, 32. In total, Brad Keselowski has led 24. Alex Bowman has just led his 14th. And the driver of the Ally Chevrolet is leading right now at lap 76 of the 160 that will make up today's race. Joey Logano is second. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is third. Carson Hocevar is fourth. And Chris Buescher is fifth. And Kurt, the caution flag is flying.
Caution comes out once again, and this will be the fourth time today that the race has been slowed because of caution. As the field comes back across the line, Alex Bowman with the race lead as we go back under the yellow.
Debris spotted on the main straightaway, no doubt coming from the car of Michael McDowell. Todd, you mentioned a moment ago that we had a couple of cars coming to pit lane hoping for a caution. They just got it.
Yeah, they did. I don't know if this is enough. I mean, I think this works in their favor. How many laps they can save here, whether they can get themselves to tie it back together. This is definitely a caution. I don't believe that Paul Wolf and Brian Wilson, the crew chiefs for Joe Logano and Austin Cindric, wanted to see. We'll see where this plays out.
Steve Post?
Yeah, listening to the conversation with Paul Wolf and Joey Logano, I tend to agree with you. Another problem Joey Logano had, and it's a good problem. Over the long run, he's been the fastest car on the racetrack, so Paul was perfectly content to keep him out there as far as they felt they could go. With fuel, he was making time on Alex Bowman and everybody else. So I don't know that the caution's going to hurt him, but I think they'd have preferred to stay out and get as much time and get as many laps as they could before they had to bring that Shell Pennzoil car in for Joey Logano.
The one penalty they're going to have here is when they come this time, they're going to have to wait on fuel, I believe. We'll see how that plays out on pit road.
Right now, we are waiting for the field to come to the opening of pit lane, and the pit stops will come at lap 78. That'll leave 17 laps to go in this stage with Bowman, Logano, Stenhouse, Hocevar, and Buescher, the top five, Austin Cindric, Denny Hamlin, Eric Jones, William Byron, and Kyle Larson, the top 10. Here's the Corvette pace car coming to the entrance of pit road, and again, we'll see who's going to take the opportunity to duck in and take service. Some will, some won't. An interesting mix of strategy right now as Alex Bowman, Logano, and others will. Staying out will be Stenhouse and Carson Hocevar. Let's take a trip to pit road presented by Sunoco. From fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up at the pump, Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do. Jason Toy.
Austin Cindric, you guys talked about they were primed and ready to come. Four tires Johnson Oco Fuel. John Hunter Nemechek, the first out of the way, along with Alex Bowman here on this end of pit road, along with Ross Chastain and Kyle Larson here in the middle section, Steve Post.
Eddie Hamlin is in. They've got to go with four tires because they did two the last time on the Progressive Toyota. Four tires, Sunoco Fuel. Joey Logano, wait until the thing is full of fuel. They're down and away. Daniel Suarez is in. Chase Elliott is in getting pit service as well here. So a mixed bag down here, but looks like most of them went with four tires in Sunoco Racing Fuel.
An extended stay on pit road for Tyler Reddick. We'll follow up there in just a moment.
Progressive knows when you're on your boat, you're already on vacation. And Vacation You forgets all your worries. Vacation You doesn't even keep track of time and knows that time is a meaningless construct designed to control us, man. But Regular You knows you don't want to be too far out in the water after the sun goes down because Vacation You doesn't know how to navigate in the dark yet. Vacation You and Regular You really need to get on the same page. So bundle your boat with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Hi, this is Mike Bagley. Join me along with the cast and crew of the Motor Racing Network every Tuesday night for NASCAR Live. Hear exclusive interviews.
It's my responsibility as a driver to leave the sport in a better place than it was when I got here. And certainly sometimes it comes with controversial takes.
The best moments from each of NASCAR's premier series.
They bang sideways at the line. Photo finish.
And in-depth breakdown to the latest NASCAR news and more. It's NASCAR Live every Tuesday night at 7 Eastern.
Of the drivers who came to pit road, Joey Logano was the first off the pit lane, followed by Chris Buescher, Denny Hamlin, Eric Jones, and William Byron. But a reminder, top three in the running order, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Carson Hocevar, Brad Keselowski, they did not come to the pit lane. They have remained on the racetrack as we continue to work under the caution with 16 laps to go here in Stage 2. We'll follow up on the situation involving Tyler Reddick in just a moment. From Pocono Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
From the toasty mozzarella on top of your favorite pizza to the mound of real whipped cream on top of your favorite ice cream sundae, so many of the foods we enjoy are dairy products, and they get their start on the dairy farms of America. And we take this opportunity to say thanks to the men and women who operate our dairies and dairy farms.
Today and every day, we salute our dairy industry.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work throughout the year. This June Dairy Month message brought to you by Dairy Queen of Durand, where happy tastes good.
The DQ Freezer is opening again to bring back our most wished for Blizzard flavor.
Freezer clear?
Just in time for our 85th birthday.
I wonder what it's going to be.
I wish that it didn't.
You can't say a wish out loud. It won't come true.
The Confetti Cake Blizzard Treat is back. Filled with confetti cake pieces and confetti frosting. All that's missing is a candle.
This is what I wish for.
Don't be late to the party. Grab yours before the DQ Freezer closes.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Field is working behind the pace car, less than a half lap from getting the restart here in Stage 2 with Ricky Stenhouse Jr. leading Carson Hocevar, Brad Keselowski third. Again, those three drivers elected to remain on the racetrack. They did not come down pit road as we continue working toward the conclusion of Stage 2 in the Great American Getaway 400.
Right now, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. will restart on the outside. Carson Hocevar will restart on the inside lane. The field is doubled up for the restart. Again, when they come to the line, it'll be 15 laps to go in Stage 2. Pace car is on the pit lane, and everybody now just inching very slowly towards the restart zone. They're in it. They nail the gas. And right now, Carson Hocevar gets a shove from Chase Briscoe, while Brad Keselowski is not shoving Ricky Stenhouse Jr. That could prove costly as Hocevar gets the advantage off the end of the front straightaway.
Hocevar and Stenhouse for the lead. NASCAR fans sitting on the edge of their seats worldwide. Not much of a challenge here, though. Hocevar goes to the lead, but he drifts high at the exit of one. Chase Briscoe, thank you very much. He'll go to the lead.
Chase Briscoe racing with Carson Hocevar. Briscoe now will take the lead away from Hocevar as Hocevar now has to deal with Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Stenhouse Jr. to the outside. Hocevar down low. They're really tight, close together at of two.
Side by side for position number two. Now Josevar will tuck in behind Ricky Stenhouse Jr., but it's Chase Briscoe who leads the pack, thundering back into turn three.
Brad Keselowski gets kicked up out of line, loses a couple of position, goes from fourth back into the sixth spot. Here they come off turn number three. Chase Briscoe, the race leader. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., then Carson Josevar and William Byron.
Josevar's got trouble at the back door. A number of cars have pulled up onto his back bumper looking for position. Here's the challenge on for the number five spot. Brad Keselowski on the rebound. He'll go to the inside of Josh Berry. Can't get it done. Falls back in line.
Keselowski now tucks in behind Josh Berry. Again, that's the ongoing fight for the fifth spot. Behind Brad Keselowski, Chase Elliott poked his nose out of line for a moment. Now tucks in line and follows Keselowski back to the corner. Further back, Ross Chastain flies around Austin Dillon. That's outside of the top 10.
Chastain gets in front of Austin Dillon. Right behind those two cars was a side-by-side battle momentarily between Hamlin and Larson. Three wide behind them. You got Bowman, Cindric, and John Hunter Nemechek.
Nemechek had to give way as they were double wide there to his inside. It will sort out into double wide formation. That's a spot just inside of the top 15. Chase Briscoe leading his first laps of the afternoon, trying to get away from Stenhouse and company.
And succeeding in doing so, he's pulled away by about 8 to 10 car lengths over Stenhouse. Two more back to Carson Josevar. The battle for fourth and fifth. William Byron's got it, but he is under the gun.
William Byron feeling pressure for that spot. So is Brad Keselowski, who has got a challenge to his left elbow in the form of Chase Elliott. This is the ongoing fight for that position. They're wheel-to-wheel out of two.
And they stay side-by-side as they make their way onto the short chute.
Trouble off turn number two. A couple of cars spin. Kyle Busch is one of them. Racing down the short chute. I believe it was the machine of Christopher Bell, who also got spun. More cars wreck in front of Nathan Prouty.
Yeah, Ty Dillon involved. Shane Van Gisbergen in the last week's winner. He's involved as well. Christopher Bell, he is caught up in this mess, but a lot of cars collected in the incident off of turn two.
Caution flies for the fifth time here this afternoon at Pocono. So often this weekend in the various series, we have seen things start in turn two on the tunnel turn and then completely unfold just off that corner onto the short chute. Let's go back first to Tim Catalfamo.
First car that I saw get sideways, Kurt Becker, coming out of the exit of turn number two was Kyle Busch. In fact, there's a little bit of a scuff mark up against the white safer barrier right at the exit of turn two that might have been from Kyle Busch. It was difficult to tell. There was a huge cloud of smoke. Christopher Bell got turned sideways, and then it was on from there down the short chute in front of Nathan Prouty.
Yeah, Tim, and we heard Dave Mooney reference the similar incidences that have happened over the years going into turn one here at Pocono Raceway. Well, right there, that is a traditional trademark wreck off of turn number two. The tunnel turn, one of the toughest turns on this 2.5 mile layout. And when a car gets spun sideways coming off of turn number two, the result usually not good, as the rest of the field has to take evasive action to try to dodge and miss the cars that are spinning in front. And right there we saw some cars not able to miss everything that was laying in front of them.
Yeah, as you look at this, the bumps in turn two with this next gen, this Gen 7 car, you're running so low to get the diffuser down there. That's the place that you end up. You know, you can really shock the rear tires and shock them out from underneath you. Looks like that's what happened with the 8 car. He's on pit road at this point.
Jason Toy?
Well, the big thing they're going to look at is that right rear. It's not too much damage there. They hit the right front too, and Kyle said, once I hit it, the steering wheel now is upside down. They put a piece of tape on the top of the steering wheel to signify where the tires are straight for the driver. That piece of tape is down towards the lap of Kyle Busch. So they went ahead, changed four tires. They surveyed the damage. They're going to get caught back up and bring them down to try to see if they can finish this thing off.
Todd, what does it mean when the steering wheel is upside down?
So what you got is you look at the alignment of the car when all four tires are going straight as they set their race car up. They put a piece of tape on the top. So whether it's a rear toe link or a front toe link, now to go straight, that steering wheel is turned 180 degrees, which means somewhere the alignment's off. They've got to go fix that.
Multiple cars involved in this incident that brings out the most recent caution. Ty Dillon was involved. Kyle Busch, whom we just talked about. Christopher Bell. Shane Van Gisbergen. Tyler Reddick just brought his car down to pit lane, and he has just made the left-hand turn to head back toward the garage. Jason, we had talked before the last break that Tyler Reddick was already having a difficult day. He had that long stay on pit road, and now it just got worse.
Yeah, one of the things that they brought him down for initially, when they did not have a problem, Billy Scott, their crew chief, told me it was not an issue, but two of their teammates had the same issue, and that was overheating on the right front brake. Tyler was concerned about that. They wanted to try to ease the mind of the driver a little bit. So what they did is they went in, they tried to trim some of it back to get some more airflow to that right front brake. Now they're going to take advantage of this caution to go back behind the wall and be able to try to make more of the adjustment that they need to for Tyler Reddick to get him back out there.
So Tyler Reddick, one of many drivers having challenges here this afternoon, and would appear the third 23-11 race team to have a brake problem today at Pocono.
And you look at it, I would expect that when you have one, you're all on the same package. You're all trying to be efficient with downforce and drag. The brake ducts are dragged, so maybe restricted there somewhere back in the spindle area of the duct. And the first two had problems, so Billy Scott brought them in. Let's open that up. It's not just a matter of tape on the front. Looks, sounds like it's a little bit more back in the brake duct.
So that's the story there as we work under the caution flag with Chase Briscoe shown as the race leader. Keep in mind, Briscoe made his most recent pit stop under the green flag at lap number 74. Josh Berry, who currently shows in fifth, he stopped in and around the same time, just a lap earlier, so at lap number 73. Now, pit road is open. Carson Hocevar, he comes down the pit lane to the attention of his crew. Also Austin Dillon and a couple of other cars as well. Let's first cover the Carson Hocevar stop.
Carson Hocevar comes in to the attention of the crew. He was last in on lap number 45, and they just did not feel comfortable about making it to the end. And this will also allow him to kind of flip the stage here, if you will. So Carson Hocevar in four-tire Sunoco Racing Fuel. The handle had gone away a little bit on the last few laps of that one. Austin Dillon is in getting pit service as well. Jason Toy, how about in front of you?
A couple of takers here. A couple of drivers that are working their way up into the top 12 there. It was Ryan Preece. They're going to put on four fresh Goodyear Racing Eagle Sunoco Fuel. They've got some time here, so they're going to make sure the fender and everything is pulled back, especially on the left front after a little contact. Ty Gibbs with a quick pit stop, four tires in Sunoco Fuel for him.
So on the racetrack right now, Chase Briscoe stays out, leads his fifth lap of the afternoon. We've got 10 laps to go in the second stage.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The year was 1993. The NASCAR Cup Series season kicked off with the Dale and Dale Show at the Daytona 500.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. He goes to the inside. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500 by STP. Earnhardt second.
The 1993 NASCAR Cup Series season. All the highs and lows. Relive them all on MRN's exclusive podcast, The 1993 Season. Available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Tyler Reddick just brought his car out of the garage area. He's returning to the racetrack. Kyle Busch, the jack just dropped on his Chevrolet. He's leaving pit road along with Christopher Bell. And that leaves Ty Dillon that's being worked on the pit lane at lap 86. Nine to go in the second stage. It's Chase Briscoe, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., William Byron, Josh Berry, and Brad Keselowski, the top five. From Pocono Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products. Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products and the answers that work.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Back at Pocono, getting ready to come to the green flag. It'll fly at lap number 87 later today. We're going to select the Xfinity Mobile Reliable Performance of the race. Xfinity Mobile provides incredible value on the most reliable nationwide 5G network to keep you connected to NASCAR wherever you are. Learn more at Xfinity.com/mobile.
Ryan Blaney checking on his progress. Of course, he won this race 1 year ago. He has worked his way back up to the 16th position after a speeding penalty on pit road. Now the cool suit is not functioning properly. Nonetheless, he's ready to go on the restart. Pace car goes to pit road. Chase Briscoe, the leader, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. lines up to his outside. Green flag in the air. 9 laps to go. 8 to go in stage 2.
Here they come into turn number 1 on the 14-degree banking. The inside line did not go, but Chase Briscoe's on the comeback trail. He surges back to the inside of Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Almost has him cleared at the exit of 1, but not quite. Back comes Stenhouse.
They remain double wide, racing for the lead down the long pond straightaway. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. in his yellow and white Chevy to the inside. Chase Briscoe fighting hard, trying to get the lead away from Stenhouse. They remain double wide.
They are absolutely neck and neck down the short chute here. Briscoe wants the race lead back. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., he wants the taste of what it is, as now Briscoe powers to the inside. Move Briscoe back in the top spot.
Chase Briscoe strong at the bottom of turn 1, strong at the bottom of turn 3, and he will dust Ricky Stenhouse Jr. coming off the corner. Matter of fact, Briscoe will scamper away with the lead by 6 car lengths and leave Stenhouse to race wheel-to-wheel with Barry for second.
The vast majority of drivers this afternoon have taken the outside on restarts. Briscoe goes against that, started on the bottom. It worked. Boy, the battle is shaping up for second. They're 3 wide off turn number 1.
Stenhouse Jr., Josh Berry, and William Byron. And 3 wide down the long pond straightaway. It's Berry in the middle, getting some drafting assistance from Brad Keselowski. Josh Berry up the middle, flips the needle, and takes 2 spots off turn 2.
You can move Berry into the number 2 spot behind him. The battle for third continues to stay hot and heavy. Byron on the inside of Ricky Stenhouse Jr. with Chase Elliott right behind those two.
Brad Keselowski gave Josh Berry a shove right up the gut, but then it cost himself about 8 positions as Brad then fell back in the running order. Now the battle is on for the third position. You've got Barry in second, and then it's side by side for third.
Here they come down the back straightaway into turn number 1. At battle for the third spot, William Byron on the inside. A little bit of a wiggle as he goes underneath Ricky Stenhouse Jr., but he'll take the spot. He'll take Chase Elliott along with him. Stenhouse drop kick back to fifth.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. really struggling on this restart. He is coughing up positions left and right. The next driver now at the back door for Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is Chris Buescher.
And now off of turn number 2, they hit the short chute. The top 2 have checked out. Josh Berry, the new guy, in second, trying to track down the race leader of Chase Briscoe. But Briscoe's so strong, pulling away off turn 3.
And we talk about the struggles with Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Let's remember, his last pit stop was lap 47. Everybody he's racing around in the mid-70s, he's got 30 laps on tires older.
Right now, he's got Chris Buescher breathing down his neck and a hard-charging and fast-closing Denny Hamlin to make that a 3-way battle.
No surprise that Denny Hamlin is on the comeback trail. He's been strong all afternoon long. Closes in on Chris Buescher as Buescher powers around the outside of Stenhouse.
Buescher takes that spot away. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. now falls into the clutches of Denny Hamlin. Chase Elliott further up, moved around his Hendrick Motorsports teammate and William Byron. That would be for the third spot.
Elliott goes into third. Byron comfortably back there in fourth. That battle, though, just outside the top 5 that Tim was alluding to between Stenhouse and Hamlin, that is not over yet. Hamlin hot to trot on the back bumper of Stenhouse. They work through 3.
That is the battle for the 6th position. This time by, it'll be 4 laps to go here in stage 2. Keeping an eye on that battle between Stenhouse and Hamlin. They flash across the stripe. Again, the battle for 6th. Back to turn 1.
Denny Hamlin wants another spot as they make their way into turn number one. Let's see if he makes a move to the bottom. He does not, at least not yet. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. about to groove up from the bottom. Hamlin trying to go the long way around. Full head of steam off turn number one, and Stenhouse gives him room on the long pond.
Ricky's trying to slide in front of Denny Hamlin coming off of turn number one. Hamlin was there, and Hamlin will take the spot away. Moving around Ricky Stenhouse Jr. as well is Brad Keselowski.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. continues to sink like a rock in water here, and now up front, the battle for the lead starting to pick up. Josh Berry, he has caught Chase Briscoe.
Here they come off the corner. Josh Berry in a very strong Wood Brothers Ford Mustang this afternoon at Pocono. The battle for the lead is separated by two car lengths. Briscoe has it. Berry wants to take it away. They have a two-second lead on the rest of the field.
Chase Briscoe running for his life into the 14-degree banking of turn number one. He goes to the bottom of the racetrack. Josh Berry takes a higher line. Big head of steam coming off the top of turn one, but not enough to make a move for the lead.
Josh Berry appears to be a little bit quicker right now than Chase Briscoe, but now the question is going to be for Berry. Where is he going to make the pass? Into the corner. They remain two car lengths apart. Briscoe and Berry fighting for the lead.
Berry trying to get to Chase Briscoe, but the old cliche saying, catching him is one thing, passing him is another. He still has about two car lengths before he can catch him, but a great drive in for Josh Berry. He's all over the back bumper.
It'll be two laps to go in this stage, this time by. That means pit road is about to close. Just a moment ago, Brad Keselowski, Eric Jones, Austin Dillon, John Hunter Nemechek all got in right under the wire to make a pit stop. Meanwhile, the leaders back to turn one.
Heading for one, and it's opened up a little bit. Chase Briscoe's managed to put about three, maybe four car lengths between himself and Josh Berry. Then it's a country mile back to Chase Elliott in third.
Chase Elliott runs in the third spot. Behind Chase Elliott in fourth is William Byron. Chris Buescher makes up the top five. Denny Hamlin rides in the sixth position. Behind Denny Hamlin, Austin Cindric was able to get around Ricky Stenhouse Jr. a moment ago. Now here's Ryan Blaney to the left elbow of Stenhouse Jr. out of turn two.
The struggles continue for Ricky Stenhouse Jr. here in the late going of stage number two. Blaney drop kicks him to the back bumper. Now here's Larson. He takes a peek to the inside of Stenhouse in turn three.
All this going on for eighth on back as Chase Briscoe has begun the final lap of stage two with a three car length advantage over Josh Berry off the end of the front straightaway.
If Josh Berry's got a move here, he's going to have to play it very, very quickly because Chase Briscoe has pulled away now by four car lengths as they exit turn number one. Josh Berry all by himself now in position number two.
Josh Berry continues to follow Chase Briscoe up the long straightaway, racing to the tunnel turn. The problem for Berry, he's just a little bit too far behind to make a move. Briscoe exits turn number two, four car lengths in front of Berry.
They hit the short chute, and he continues to put some distance between him and Josh Berry. That is Chase Briscoe, of course, we are talking about. He's the race leader. Final time through three here in stage two.
Further back, good battle going on just outside the top 10 as Joey Logano and Alex Bowman were door-to-door a moment ago. As that straightens out, here's the green and white checkered flag. Chase Briscoe will win stage two of today's race. In fact, let's take a look at the top 10 in the stage, which is presented by Powerball. Chase Briscoe wins the stage. Josh Berry, with a strong run, comes across the line in second. Chase Elliott third. Then William Byron in fourth. Chris Buescher fifth, followed by Denny Hamlin sixth, Austin Cindric seventh. Ryan Blaney picked up several positions right near the end of that stage to close the stage in the eighth spot with Kyle Larson ninth. Carson Hocevar will finish stage two in the 10th position. The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back. Start your entries for the chance to win $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR.
So I just switched to Straight Talk Wireless.
Uh-oh, we just ran out of gas.
Great, gives us time to watch the race.
You know the next town is 50 miles away, right?
Don't worry, I have real unlimited data now.
But how are we going to get out of here?
We got about 200 laps before we need to figure that out.
Get a free 5G phone with select plans and real unlimited data only for a limited time at Straight Talk. Available at your local Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk is an official partner of NASCAR. Taxes and fees apply. Require single line activation on a qualifying plan for network management practices. Visit StraightTalk.com. Copyright 2025 Verizon. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver. and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Pit Road remains closed from Pocono Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Remember the last time you had your picture taken? What was it the photographer said to make you smile? Cheese, one of our favorite foods. We put it on burgers and sandwiches, omelets and quiches, and we love to fondue. Say cheese.
Today and every day, we salute our dairy industry.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work year-round. This June Dairy Month salute is being brought to you by O'Galley Cheese Factory, Highway 25, Durand.
June is Dairy Month. O'Galley Cheese would like to salute all dairy farmers for their endless hard work and dedication, providing us with local quality milk. We would also like to thank the WRDN listeners for their continued support of the local dairy farmers and processors. O'Galley Cheese is proud to be part of such a strong community. To support your local dairy farmers and for all your cheese needs, visit O'Galley Cheese Store, open 7 days a week, located north of Durand on Highway 25.
Listen for local news 4 times a day, Monday through Friday, at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Welcome back to Pocono, where Chase Briscoe has just won Stage 2 of the Great American Getaway 400 for the NASCAR Cup Series, his first stage win since 2022.
Pit Road is open, and no doubt we should see some takers come down the pit lane right now. The first driver to make the move to Pit Road will be William Byron. He will pit at lap 97, and he's going to bring a slew of others behind him, including Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Zane Smith, A.J. Allmendinger, Daniel Suarez, and others. Let's cover the William Byron stop. He'll bring that blue Valvoline Chevrolet to the attention of C-Post.
Yeah, Rudy Fugel told William that they were good and going to stay out until they hit the fuel window. Fuel window, pit road opens, and here they are. So I'll figure out what the strategy is. What they're doing on the car is four tires, Sunoco Racing fuel for William. He was pretty happy with the handling as well. So William Byron down on the way. Daniel Suarez getting pit service as well as A.J. Allmendinger gets pit service with Cole Custer chasing Toy.
Couple of takers on this end, the pit road. Kyle Busch comes back in. They continue to work on the car after the damage he sustained on that caution. Also making a stop, Zane Smith. Four tires, Sunoco fuel for him. And what you guys talked about in the booth, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. made his way down. No changes for him. Four tires, Sunoco fuel down on the way in his Chevrolet.
So all of that traffic now leaving the pit lane, including William Byron, who was one of the first off pit road. In fact, one of the fastest cars off the pit lane, as we have seen today. The fastest cars off pit road presented by Eero. At Eero, they believe it's time to get more Wi-Fi from Wi-Fi. Introducing Eero Pro 7, bringing you Wi-Fi at the speed of life. And Eero 7, your entry into Wi-Fi 7. Discover their newest generation of routers on Eero.com. That's Eero.com.
Here's what you missed last week on Toyota Gazoo Racing. Bubba was totally... as he, around the pack, managing to, across the finish line to claim me in victory lane. Now you're up to speed. You in? Follow the action at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires, Sunoco Racing.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Ryan's not here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Only about 6 to 8 drivers came to pit road under this caution flag, including William Byron. We talked about him. Todd Gordon said a moment ago, he said, I'm puzzled by that call. We'll follow up there in a moment. From Pocono Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs. From annual visits and sports physicals to new or chronic conditions, our compassionate team looks forward to caring for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products. Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products and the answers that work.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Welcome back to Pocono, where we have now entered the final stage of the race presented by Goodyear, building tires for more than 125 years from the track to the street and in all conditions. Goodyear has a tire for you. Goodyear, still, always, forever.
So there was some head-scratching going on with the pit stop that was just made by William Byron. Steve Post, help us connect the dots on this.
I had heard and listened to conversation with Rudy Fugel, and the plan that I understood was to stay out, just like everyone else did. What the other plan was is to come in, four tires, fill it up with Sunoco racing fuel, and then they would need to come in for a much shorter stop during this stage. And he has just told William, you go as fast and forward as you can, which, by the way, they did at the start of the race. So William's going to need to pass a lot of cars, and they're just hoping for a shorter amount of time on pit road might cycle them back to the front of the field, because they still, like everyone else, need a pit stop. That's the story on William Byron. Jason, what's going on with Christopher Bell?
Well, Christopher Bell this afternoon started up in the top 10, kind of hung back there, got involved in the accident there in the middle of segment number two. They had some nose damage on the left front after making contact. The bad thing about it is they did not get back out from that damage fixing in front of the pace car. So they went down a lap. They got the free pass, went back around, gave them an opportunity to come here and do some fixing on that left front there of that Toyota Camry. Went ahead and topped it off with fuel. I mean, they shook the car to pack it full of fuel, and then also made sure they put on those Goodyear Racing Eagles on there to try to get them going here towards the end.
Yeah, Steve Post kind of laid out what the 24 strategy was with Rudy Fugel. I get it. I just don't know that it seems odd to me. Gave up like 7th or 8th position. They came out 23rd. They're on four tires. They've had a fast race car. We'll see where this plays out. I thought they'd stay on strategy with where they were, maybe do four tires in the middle of this last run.
What a roll of the dice it is. When they come to the line, we'll have 60 laps to go in the Great American Getaway 400 on the restart. It's going to be Chase Briscoe restarting to the outside of Josh Berry. They are 1 and 2 on the leaderboard. Chase Elliott will restart 3rd. Chris Buescher 4th. Denny Hamlin will restart 5th with Austin Cindric in 6th. It'll be Ryan Blaney in 7th. Kyle Larson in 8th. Carson Hocevar 9th. And Joey Logano restarting in 10th.
Wrapping up our 6th caution of the day and moving into the final stage of the race. Here they come off turn 3. The green flag is in the air. Chase Briscoe gets a shove from Chris Buescher as they work their way to turn 1.
And that shove is all he's going to need to break into the open air and lead the way down the front straightaway and into turn number 1. Briscoe to the bottom of the racetrack. He will lead the way. Josh Berry follows in his tire tracks to 2nd. The challenger up high, Chris Buescher, as he goes around Chase Elliott. He may want more on the back straightaway.
Chris Buescher starting to move his way forward once again. He pulls right up to the back bumper of Chase Briscoe, the leader, into turn number 2, side by side for 3rd. Josh Berry seeing Denny Hamlin go right around him on the outside.
And now Elliott takes a peek to the inside of Josh Berry on the short shoot. He will complete that pass before they get to turn 3. But Denny Hamlin back in the 3rd, Buescher 2nd. They're all chasing Chase Briscoe.
Denny Hamlin led the field of the green flag earlier today here in Pocono. He has led 32 laps. He's been on a steady climb up the leaderboard. He has taken that progressive Toyota up to position number 3, but Davey's got a little more work to do.
He's got about 5 car lengths to erase between himself himself and the second place machine of Chris Buescher. Then two more up to the lead held by Chase Briscoe. He's also got company behind in the person of Chase Elliott.
Chase Elliott also having a very solid day this afternoon here in Long Pond, Pennsylvania. Elliott right now is fourth, one spot behind Denny Hamlin. The battle for the lead, though, tightens off the tunnel turn. Chase Briscoe feeling the heat. Buescher
had a little bit of a slip up there in the tunnel turn, though, and now he will fall back behind the machine of Chase Briscoe. It's a car length between the top two off turn three.
Wanted to acknowledge the fact Christopher Bell got the free pass last time under this most recent caution, but he is back in the 28th position. 58 laps to go. Chase Briscoe, the leader.
Not by much, though, as they make their way down the front straightaway into turn number one. Less than a car length, maybe 4 feet between his back bumper and the front bumper of the Chris Buescher machine. Buescher, again, takes a high line, looking to carry speed and momentum off turn number one.
Buescher just looking for a little bit of clean air to the nose of his Ford Mustang to get around the leader, Chase Briscoe. For now, Briscoe remains the leader as Chris Buescher continues to hold down the runner-up spot. Denny Hamlin runs third. Chase Elliott and Ryan Blaney, the top five.
And right behind Chase Elliott, as Tim just mentioned, it was Ryan Blaney sliding by Josh Berry. Here comes Kyle Larson doing the same. Side by side between Berry and Larson, they make contact off turn three.
Berry now will slide at the racetrack, and they're going to stack them three wide coming out of turn number three. Blaney gets away with fifth, three wide for a moment with six. Cindric will come flying around the outside to take that spot, leaving Larson and the Josh Berry car to go double wide behind him.
Larson's got the bottom of the racetrack, Josh Berry up high. The advantage will go to Kyle Larson. Crossover move by Berry. He'll come back to the inside, try to regain that spot as Larson gets a little wiggly off turn two.
They still remain side by side for the seventh position. Berry on the inside, Larson up top. Right behind these two is Ross Chastain. They all funnel their way through the tunnel turn.
Yeah, Larson takes off with that spot for now. Right behind him, the Busch Light Apple Chevy Camaro of Ross Chastain. He goes to the outside of Ryan Blaney. So does Ryan Preece following in Chastain's tire track.
Chastain moves up into eighth. Preece trying to grab the ninth position. Been keeping an eye on Chris Buescher. Dave, he's been looming large all day, and he's right there in second.
He's not going anywhere, staying right on the back bumper, keeping Chase Briscoe company. They're running very different lines at this end of the racetrack. Briscoe glued to the yellow line at the bottom of the 14-degree banking. Buescher running a full groove, maybe more, higher on the racetrack.
Chris Buescher keeping the leader, Chase Briscoe, at arm's length right now. Meanwhile, the battle for third is continuing to heat up as Denny Hamlin has got Chase Elliott right behind him off turn two.
For a moment after they dropped the green flag, we thought Denny Hamlin was going to be throwing his name in the mix to drive up past both Buescher and Briscoe, but now, as Tim mentioned, Elliott closing the gap on Hamlin's back bumper off three.
Last time across the start-finish line, the fastest car on the racetrack was indeed Chase Elliott. He's got a ways to go now to get to the front, but he's starting to nip at the heels of Denny Hamlin in what would be a battle for position number three.
Here they come down that front straightaway. It's still about four car lengths between Hamlin in third, Elliott in fourth, then a good 10 back to Ryan Blaney, who's as far up the running order as we've seen him this afternoon. They're all chasing Chase Briscoe.
Chase Briscoe still remains the leader. Here is Chris Buescher right on his back bumper. As a matter of fact, coming off of the Long Pond straight, Buescher took a look to the inside for a moment, but decides to follow Buescher back to turn three.
Chris Buescher gets a great run down the Long Pond straightaway, but Briscoe gets a better exit off the tunnel turn, and that allows for Briscoe to put a car length between that battle for the lead again as they work off turn three.
Mike talked about the fact Chase Elliott riding in that fourth position. He is becoming a bigger part of the storyline as we move through the final stage of the race. Let's check in with Steve Post.
Chase Elliott has been a little bit loose over the course of the day, but this last adjustment they made, the car is better than it's been before. So Chase really happy with his race car. They've got one more pit stop. They haven't talked about what they want to do forward, but Chase has been protecting the right rear of that car, and it feels like right now the balance is the best it's been all day long.
Chase Briscoe, Chris Buescher, Denny Hamlin, 1, 2, 3, headed to the tunnel turn.
That's how they run, and they're each separated by about two car lengths, racing off the tunnel turn.
Hamlin now starting to close the gap again on the back bumper of Chris Buescher as they race off the end of the short chute. Buescher trying to reel in the race leader of Chase Briscoe, but right now Briscoe content and running out front, leading them back to the front straightaway.
Chase Briscoe with the advantage by a couple of car lengths as he comes back across the stripe, and Chris Buescher riding in second. Then a gap of about four more car lengths back to Denny Hamlin as they head to turn one.
Hamlin trying to whittle down that deficit as they make their way into the banking of turn number one. It continues to be Briscoe by maybe one and a half car length. Again, Buescher running that higher line. Denny Hamlin trying to close in third.
Denny Hamlin a lap ago was much closer to the back bumper of the second place machine of Chris Buescher. This time down the long straightaway, he has fallen off of Buescher's back bumper. Buescher, meanwhile, continues to hound the leader, Chase Briscoe.
Just one car length separates the top two on the short chute. Buescher is throwing everything that he can at Chase Briscoe. This time in three. Briscoe goes high. Buescher goes low, but it's still one car length between the top two.
Chase Briscoe driving for his life right now. He looks in the rearview mirror. Chris Buescher is with him stride for stride. Briscoe comes off the wall. He'll split the difference at the front straightaway. Now he'll swing back to the safer barrier, setting up for the entry to one.
Chase Briscoe, the performance on that Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota has been getting better and better week after week after week. They haven't been able to cash it in with a number of great finishes. Right now, he is right where he wants to be.
And you almost get the sense, if you're Chris Buescher right now in the second spot, that if he could just get around the leader, Chase Briscoe, he would be able to get out and pull away. The problem is, Briscoe has been doing a nice job of keeping the Buescher car behind him.
You're exactly right, Tim. And the thing with Chris Buescher, too, that he's got to be careful about is that although right now Denny Hamlin is not within striking distance, one mistake, one bobble could draw Denny Hamlin back into this battle.
Further back, Denny Hamlin rides along about a second behind race leader Chase Briscoe. Chase Elliott, 2 seconds behind the race leader. Ryan Blaney, 2.5 seconds behind the leader. He's in fifth as they go to turn one.
Blaney's had a very methodical afternoon. We have not called his name in the top five until very, very recently. But now that we're getting down to showtime, Ryan Blaney is there trying to reel in Chase Elliott. That's the developing battle for fourth and fifth.
Both Elliott and Blaney continue to tussle for the fourth position. Well behind those two drivers in the sixth spot is Austin Cindric. His Ford Mustang now halfway down the straight, setting up for turn number two. Cindric runs sixth. Larson is seventh. Then you've got a good battle for eighth between Chastain, Barry, and Keselowski.
All eyes, however, remain on the battle for the race lead. Again, it was Briscoe who opens the advantage up off the tunnel turn and through three.
Right now, the separation, two car lengths in this battle for the lead. But dropping back to that Ross Chastain-Josh Berry battle, last time off of three, Chastain ran Berry practically almost all the way to the bottom of the front straightaway, almost to the wall. It's more disciplined this time through, Dave, but there is no doubt that Josh Berry has turned the wick up on Chastain.
Minding their manners a little bit more this time down into turn number one. Chastain will go to the bottom. Now Josh Berry to the outside, puts a fender up. He will power by at the exit of turn number one, although Chastain trying to hang with him can't do it. He'll fall back in line.
Racing for eighth down the straight, headed to the tunnel turn. Josh Berry takes the spot away from Ross Chastain. Chastain trying to take it back away in turn two. Here's Brad Keselowski looking to the outside of Chastain off two.
A huge run for Brad Keselowski on the outside of turn number two. He gets by Ross Chastain, and the promise for Chastain not over yet. Ryan Preece all over his back bumper.
Ryan Preece has been threatening back in the 11th position. So by the time they come back across the stripe, it is Josh Berry who has taken over the 8th position. Everyone else in that pack follows him off the end of the front stretch.
Josh Berry trying to scrap and claw his way forward. He's got a lengthy gap now between himself and the next car in line, the Kyle Larson machine. He's pulled away by Brad Keselowski. Behind them, Ross Chastain.
Ross Chastain trying to fend off a challenge in his rearview mirror as he is full throttle going down the straight. Now Chastain pulls over, lets that machine go by. It's the Ryan Preece Ford Mustang. Preece takes the spot away from Chastain as they exit off the corner.
While all that was going on, Ryan Preece's boss of Brad Keselowski pulled away. Keselowski, though, he is trying to fill the mirror of Josh Berry in turn three.
That is the race for 8th, 9th, and 10th. While up front, Chase Briscoe and Chris Buescher, Kurt, have been involved in this accordion battle. You have a lap to where Buescher will close in on him by maybe half a car length to a car length, and then all of a sudden, Briscoe will open it back up to three or four. This, no doubt, is a high-speed game of cat and mouse.
And you consider Denny Hamlin back in that third position. We talked about the fact Hamlin, he'd been staying in third and within a second or so of the race leader. He's now a second and a half back, but keep in mind, 48 laps to go here to settle things this evening. Check in with Jason Toy.
You know, you guys talk about Chase Briscoe continuing to kind of seesaw a little bit back and forth. It goes to one car length back to three with Chris Buescher on his back tail. But the biggest thing for him right now is the car is actually pretty decent for him, but they tried different lines on the track to see if they can make up some advantage. Drew Herring, former driver and driving coach here for Joe Gibbs Racing, he is his spotter. He is coaching him every single lap on where to go out here. The last time where they've been making up some big-time moves has been in turn three. He's moved back up to the middle part of the groove, and that's been helping him sustain that three-car length separation.
As we look at this right now, lap 113 in the books, I feel like the pit cycle starts 118, 19, 20. I would look for pit road to get busy in about 5 to 6 laps.
And right now, all eyes will be on the pit road to see who will take advantage. Right now, we sit with 47 laps to go. Chase Briscoe continues to lead, but he cannot shake Chris Buescher. Buescher now closes back in to within 2 car lengths, but Buescher will slide wide in the corner. Chase Briscoe with a very stable car, that stable Toyota Camry, will come off the turn, and immediately Briscoe will try to break the draft, but he cannot shake Chris Buescher. Buescher, the stubborn foe in the rearview mirror of Briscoe for the lead.
Briscoe and Buescher playing a high-speed game of me and my shadow this afternoon here at Pocono Raceway. Whatever Briscoe does, Buescher does in lockstep, and he maintains that 3-car length deficit.
And Chris Buescher has tried a variety of different lines. They just have not been able to help him get around the race leader, Chase Briscoe, into turn number 2. Both Briscoe and Chris Buescher remain separated by 2 car lengths. Change for 4th. Ryan Blaney moves around Chase Elliott.
Ryan Blaney, he has put some distance now between him and Chase Elliott. You can call it 2 car lengths working into turn number 3, and another 15 all the way up to Denny Hamlin, who's about 10 back between the battle for the race lead.
So Ryan Blaney moves up into the 4th position at the expense of Chase Elliott. At the front of the field, it continues to be Chase Briscoe. Briscoe's had a strong run here, Todd, throughout the course of this race. You said a moment ago you're not surprised. Why is that?
It's something that we've seen out of this 19 team. Places that they had, that James Small had speed with Martin Truex Jr., they've been able to duplicate that speed, inserting Chase Briscoe into the race car. They're carrying their notebook forward. Chase Briscoe has been really able to adapt, take the strength of the 19 team's notebooks from before, and put it into action at racetracks.
And then make the adjustments for Chase, because as we all know, no two drivers have the same driving style. Do you feel when we get to the back half of the schedule, they go back to tracks for a second time or track types for a third and fourth, that the growing pains will kind of subside a tad?
I always think that's better. Well, I mean, anytime you have a driver having a current notebook with that driver, notes that you can work through, how you want to work forward, really doing a great job, Chase Briscoe leading this race. I think we're within a few laps of that pit cycle starting.
Right now, lap number 116 has gone on the board. That leaves us with 44 laps to go here this evening. And you heard Todd mention a moment ago that he expected maybe around lap 118, 120, we might start seeing some takers on pit road. And again, we are just a couple of laps or so from that window opening.
Steve Post, when these cars come down pit road, for the listener that's just joining us, it's going to be around like 41, 42 to go. Will that be enough to get to the end of this race?
Yes, as long as they get them full of fuel, and that's what we might have. We might have a couple of two-tire stops, and the car will sit there while they're making sure it gets every ounce of Sunoco Racing fuel. So getting it full of fuel is the case, but yes, should they do that, Mike, they'll be good to go to the end, and I think we're within 1 or 2 laps starting to see some crew members moving around down here.
Chase Briscoe continues to lead, looked out the window and saw Briscoe's crew put some tires up on the wall, but for now, Dave, Briscoe stays on the racetrack.
And he stretched the rubber band out a little bit, Kurt. He's turned what was a 2-car length advantage now into about 6. maybe seven. As a matter of fact, Buescher in danger of falling back into the clutches of Denny Hamlin.
Yeah, Chris Buescher, Dave, is starting to slip a little bit the last several laps. He is now slowly slipping into the clutches of Denny Hamlin, who runs third. All the while, Chase Briscoe increasing his lead.
Chris Buescher had a couple of opportunities, a couple of shots at the back bumper of Chase Briscoe, all for naught. As Briscoe continues to lead, it makes you wonder if Buescher maybe used up his stuff in those efforts, as Briscoe pulling away off turn three.
Leader swing wide off the corner. Nobody in the front three, four, or five are going to make the move to the pit lane. Here comes one from sixth. Pit road is open, and this driver will be Brad can make that Austin Cindric. Cindric will make the move onto the pit lane. He'll bring Josh Berry with him. Let's cover the Austin Cindric pit stop at lap 118.
And he came in hot, cocked it sideways, and they got into the pit stall. So finish work on the right side. About three pit stalls in front of him. Alex Bowman is also in. Bowman going with work on the right side. Sunoco Fuel on the left side. Tear off off the windshield. Austin Cindric is down of the way. It is Alex Bowman finishing up his duty and his work right now. Steve Post.
Josh Berry brings the Wood Brothers car in. Going to be four tires. Sunoco Racing Fuel. The tires are on. Waiting for fuel. Waiting for fuel. Waiting for fuel. It's good now. And Josh Berry is full of Sunoco Racing Fuel.
Looking for Chase Briscoe as he will work his way off turn number three, and he will whoa his car down and make his way down pit road. Crew is ready and waiting. Briscoe, the painstaking journey down to his pit box. Now let's cover his stop.
55 miles per hour is what the pit road speed is. He'll slide into his box. Crew going to work on the right side, already done. First hand of Sunoco Fuel going in. Kyle Larson, two balls in front of him. He'll come in for Sunoco Fuel and tires. It is Chase Briscoe down the way. Carson Hocevar headed your way, Steve Post.
Carson Hocevar tugs the wheel to the left. Here he is to the attention of the crew. Crew around to the right side of that Chevy. That'll be four tires. Sunoco Racing Fuel for Carson Hocevar. William Byron is in as well. Watch and see what they do here. They short pitted, or they pitted at the end of the stage. Left side or right side tires, fuel. So two tires and fuel, the call for William Byron as he is down and away, side by side, headed out on the track with Carson Hocevar.
Those drivers going to re-enter the racetrack right now at lap 119. Here comes Denny Hamlin, the progressive Toyota Camry, followed by the Napa Chevrolet of Chase Elliott. These pit stops happening at lap 120 with 40 laps to go. Let's cover the Denny Hamlin and the Chase Elliott stops.
Denny Hamlin all the way down here in the first pit box by virtue of winning the pole. He brings the progressive Toyota in. The crew around to the right side. Sunoco Fuel Can is engaged. Right side tires are done. This is going to be a four-tire stop. Sunoco Racing Fuel. Chase Elliott is in as well. He's getting four tires in Sunoco Racing Fuel. Again, Denny Hamlin waiting on the fuel, waiting on the fuel. He is down and away. Joey Logano is in, and more cars in front of you, Jason.
Ross Chastain is in. Chassis wrench went to the right side, made a quarter of a round to put into it to tighten them up. Four tires, Sunoco Fuel for him. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. completing his work. He's down and away.
It stops happening now at lap 120. Chris Buescher coming on the pit lane. Noah Gregson just had a very challenging pit stop. Brought the car in too close to the wall. They couldn't change the left side tires as Chris Buescher slows his car down, and he will make a stop at lap 121.
Buescher brings his car in. It's been an awful good car, especially on the long run. He just cued the radio and said no changes, no adjustment. Oh, the tire carrier tripped over the jackman over on the right side of the car. Might have been a little bit of a bobble. They got around here good. They're still waiting on the fuel. Still waiting on the fuel. And Buescher is down and away. So they had to wait on the fuel to get that car out on the racetrack to make it to the end of the race.
So as Chris Buescher makes his stop, that turns the lead over to Ryan Blaney. Blaney going to the top of the leaderboard for the first time here today at Pocono. He will continue to show the way, at least for now. But keep in mind, Blaney still has to make his pit stop. Checking further down the leaderboard, Justin Haley rides back in seventh. He's yet to come to pit road. But most of the field, the balance of the field, has already stopped here. Lap 118, lap 121. Brad Keselowski still has to stop. Eric Jones, John Hunter Nemechek, Daniel Suarez, Christopher Bell, all currently in the top 10, Mike, but they all still have to come to pit road.
Todd, we were talking in our practice and qualifying coverage yesterday that you look at trends. When you're on top of the war wagon, you looked at trends as far as cautions were concerned, but Pocono has that notorious green flag run. We're only 24 laps into it. Today, it's been a 30-lap run that's been the most, but at this stage of the race, it seems like we always get that cycle of green flag pit stops.
Yeah, we do. I mean, this is the green flag pit stop area. We feel like this is a green flag run. You just want to put yourself in position. Blaney running a little bit longer, having extra fuel for green-white checkers. See where he has to go, how much fuel he has to put in. Just vulnerable. If a caution were to come out, it'd cycle him behind guys.
In fact, Blaney has just worked across the line, and he stays on the racetrack, and he heads back to turn one.
Ryan Blaney running all by himself right now, and as Todd Gordon said, just praying that we don't get an ill-timed caution flag. Ryan Blaney showing the way. In terms of who got the advantage on the pit stops, Chase Briscoe has come away and turned a 3-car length lead over Chris Buescher into about a 15-car length lead over Denny Hamlin.
On the racetrack right now, we are waiting Ryan Blaney and his opportunity to pit. Last time he was on the pit lane was at lap 78. Brad Keselowski is second right now with John Hunter Nemechek in third. Daniel Suarez and Justin Haley round out the top five. Off of turn number three, Ryan Blaney will pull his Ford Mustang to pit in. And right now, Blaney will whoa that car down to 50 miles an hour. He will surrender the lead at lap 124 and will ease into his pit stop what they think and hope will be their final opportunity to receive pit service this afternoon. Steve Post.
Here is Blaney to the attention of the crew. They're around to the right side of it. The Sunoco fuel can is engaged, and that is the key on this pit stop. How quick they can get the fuel can in. Fuel can is back in as the tire changes and carriers
trouble
coming
back
around.
Straight away. One car spins coming off of turn number one. It is Shane Van Gisbergen. That car got sideways coming off of turn one. He now corrects it and starts heading down slowly on the Long Pond Straight.
We will go under the caution for the seventh time here today at Pocono in the Great American Getaway 400 for an incident in front of Tim Catalfamo.
Looked like Shane Van Gisbergen just got a little bit too wide coming off of turn number one. The car gets really light as you come out of the banking onto the flat part of that long straightaway, which is over 3,000 feet wide or 3,000 foot long. Shane Van Gisbergen spun the car around, was able to grab a gear and keep on going.
We were in the ending cycle of green flag pit stops. Todd, who does this work in favor of and who does this work against?
I feel like this helps Blaney. I don't know where he'll blend out. I don't know that he'll have the lead, but he only had to get to the pit exit line where that's where he blends back into traffic. It was around Denny Hamlin there. The guys that'll hurt, Brad Keselowski, Justin Haley, Kyle Busch, AJ Allmendinger, and Cody Ware, guys that haven't made it to pit road yet, they're going to have to stop for fuel here.
Just prior to that caution flag, when Ryan Blaney did come to pit road, that handed the lead over to Brad Keselowski. He leads under the caution.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Underage sale prohibited. Introducing Zone Nicotine Pouches, the perfect balance of unparalleled comfort, longer-lasting flavor, and nicotine that satisfies. Whether you're zoning in during the race or zoning out after a tough day at work, Zone gets you there faster and keeps you there longer. Available in 7 flavors and in 6 and 9 milligram strengths. Find Zone at ZonePouches.com and retailers near you. Own your Zone with Zone Nicotine Pouches.
So I just switched to Straight Talk Wireless.
Uh-oh, we just ran out of gas.
Great, gives us time to watch the race.
You know the next town is 50 miles away, right?
Don't worry, I have real unlimited data now.
But how are we going to get out of here?
We got about 200 laps before we need to figure that out.
Get a free 5G phone with select plans and real unlimited data only for a limited time at Straight Talk. Available at your local Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk is an official partner of NASCAR. Taxes and fees apply. Require single line activation on a qualifying plan for network management practices. Visit StraightTalk.com. Copyright 2025 Verizon. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.